Hello, hello. Welcome everybody to this week's call. And as we're in sensual sight still, we are transforming anger today. Hang on, I'm just gonna chug some water real quick here. So transforming anger into those healthy roles of movement, momentum. And I actually found a nice little song to dance to start us off with, if you guys are open to that. So just like we've done before to get the blood pumping, at this point in the day, you may have already been sitting for a while, depending upon where in the world you are. So if you'd like to chair dance, you can chair dance. If you want to get up and dance, feel free to join in on just a little bit of movement here. And the song is by the Jerry Cans. It's called Northern Lights. So if you're into a little dance party with me, I'm going to turn up just a wee bit for y'all.
You find yourself traveling northern.
And I invite you to just simply let your body move how it feels called to.
Ever forget to the ones who live here. She once was true, a true love of mine. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Thank you all. Thank you for the dance. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna shut my door here. My doggo came in. So good to get the stagnation loose and moving. Thank you all for our, I think we haven't done that in a while actually, haven't we? It's been a little bit, so. Just plugging in my phone so I don't miss any of that recording. I'm looking low on that battery. All right, everybody. So as you settle in, if there's anything else to mention that you feel called to express for our time together today, feel free to type that on into our little fun comment there. You're welcome. To our little chat feature there. I'm glad it was fun. I have a comment here, and she says, "This is how I start any project. Dancing makes everything possible, doesn't it?" In my mind, it does. I dance it out on the regular, so I'm with ya. I'm with ya. Okay, beautiful. I think we're all settled in, so I'll invite you to connect to your breath, however you feel called to. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to breathe in, to receive. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space, to sink a little deeper. Perhaps with every breath, sinking a little deeper into all that's called you here today as you settle into that cushion below you. And as you settle into that cushion below you, if that feels pleasant to drink in its support or even neutral, feel free to savor that. What is it like to pause and to receive rest in this way? And as you settle in here, perhaps scanning your body mind internally, looking for a part of you or even a memory, a time in which you felt most like you. Looking for an area that, or a memory that's pleasant, or at the very least, neutral. Pleasant, or at the very least, neutral. And when you've landed on that area or that memory, taking a moment to notice what it is you like about this. What makes this pleasant for you? Drinking that in, breath by breath, giving yourself permission to savor this nourishment deeply. And as you do so, notice how that impacts your body mind. Thank you for being here. And thank you for all that's gone into you being here together. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, those lineages, and all that they have been supported by. Thank you for the support of this earth, this land, and all that's nourished it. Thank you. Deepest of thank yous to all of those who have stewarded this land. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And if it calls you, you're also welcome to scan your body mind one more time. Looking for anything that's alive for you. And if there is anything else that comes to mention at any time, feel free to pop it into that chat feature. And as we settle into the session here, I'll invite you to reconnect to that breath. And perhaps even letting yourself be breathed. Nothing to do here but to rest. To be just noticing what that's like. Okay. To start off with, for interestingly enough, on Anger Week, starting off with an emotional release of sadness, and it's coming off of the lungs. And as it comes off of the lungs, which is not the ideal place for sadness, the lungs are meant to process grief. This is taking with it, it looks like old patterns of times in which you felt you let yourself down. You know, when you look back at certain things, you start to beat yourself up for those past actions or thoughts or words or whatever it may have been. So as we release this sadness from the lungs, simultaneously, we also need to take out a chunk of anger in the meeting place where the lungs come together through their airway tubes, through that airway itself, that trachea, which branches off to the bronchi and then the bronchioles that go into the lungs. So this airway, as we release anger from here, there's something in here, there's a lot in here, around the voice and its expression being stifled or feeling like it's been stifled by the seeming external world. And simultaneously working with feeling like no matter what you say or how you say it, it might fall on deaf ears, it might not reach the audience in the way that you intended it to, it might not speak to that individual in that way that you were hoping for it to. And then if that landed in a way that didn't work for others, and there was any backlash from that, that's the anger that we're working with. That was a lot of words, but as we work with that particular pattern, we're also releasing it, the anger around feeling like you didn't hit your target or you didn't miss the mark in some way, shape, or form. And then the feeling like now because that happened, you have to suffer the consequences or pay the price. So we're unhooking that belief system of I have to pay the price. And as we release anger from here, we're running lymphatic drainage through the entire respiratory system. And running a body chemistry on it as well as the heart. All things cardiovascular, lungs and hearts. And as we work with that through the lungs and the heart, this body chemistry, which is designed to support our immune system, it's fundamentally clearing out intolerances across the board, whether that be intolerant belief systems, ways of thinking, inflexible thoughts, whether that be intolerances to something that's physical or emotional, pardon me. Did I say emotional yet? Emotional or spiritual. And anything and everything in between. Okay, so as that comes out of that respiratory system and cardiovascular system alike here, it's also including the sinuses for that body chemistry. And our sinuses relate to how it is we perceive our environments and how much we tolerate in our environments. And if we become intolerant to something in our environment, they can end up prone to infection, stagnation, getting plugged. And here we actually need to run a permissions. Yeah, it's safe to speak up. It's safe to speak up. that's sinking into the eyes. And I'm going to slightly modify that permission statement with that link. I got a slight correction. Yeah, it is safe to speak up around what I see. It is safe to speak up around what I see. Put in simpler words, my perception is valid. Yeah, my perception is valid. And this relates to a little bit of that people-pleasing stuff that we were working with. And the feeling almost like you were taught to not even believe your own eyes, to dismiss your own self, and just cater yourself to everybody else's perceptions. The people-pleasing stuff ties into the sessions in the last week or two or three, maybe even now. In case you're wondering where that comes from. And as we work with this, running hydration for the eyes to connect you to the joy of being able to take in your own perception. And as we do so, I see that as lessening the veil of illusion, shall we say, or the conditioned perceptions to have. It may sound a bit funny, but we actually even get taught how to take in through the senses, and what we take in visually is conditions. So as we work with releasing the conditioning from our very eyesight, our perception here is really nothing more than built up conditioning, isn't it, in a way? And as we work with that, all this hydration here, helping to go with that flow, so you can flow through your own perception while considering others. That way it actually leads to awareness on multiple fronts. And it's linking into the consciousness of open-mindedness. And then we're linking, interestingly enough, this reciprocal didn't come up last week. Thought it might. Eye to nipple. As we work with that reciprocal connection of eyes to nipples, they're working with some stomach meridian points in and around these areas that help us to connect to our conscious mind. So think of this as integrating all that we've discussed so far and integrated that consciousness bit through to the eyes. Yeah, and then into, from here, the brain for awareness to give rise to even more capacity to observe clearly what it is you're seeing. At the same time as all of that, there's a few things that you might have seen that might have been a little bit agitating, aggravating, might have made you pissed off even. All those anchor words. We're working with the concept here of seeing red. I'm not sure if that's an overly Canadian expression or not, or North American expression, but just in case it is. So when we use that expression, I see red, it's like we become blind with anger or rage or fury, so to speak. And as we see red, we are not very grounded or regulated in any way, shape, or form. So as we work with that belief system of seeing red, it's actually orienting to all things family, whether that's the family you've created with your person, or whether that's the family that you were born into, or whether that's the family that you decided to choose to belong to long after the fact. Any combination here, what is it that has you seeing red, so to speak, in the families? And to some extent, this may even be just on the edge of consciousness. It might not be at the forefront of something that's really got you hot and bothered. However, it is taking away bladder one, in that inner corner of the eyes, capacity to see the present moment with clarity. That bladder one point has such a strong influence on so many various different extra meridians. We can go into a little bit more of that in a bit, perhaps. But for right now, we need to work with this anchor. So I'll invite you, if you haven't already, to explore this anchor, to take your hand to maybe one eye or to both eyes. And just inviting yourself to notice this anchor. And just notice what this particular piece of anchor feels like for you today. Where are you on the spectrum of annoyed to rageful, aggravated, irritated to pissed off? And as we work with this anger here, noticing perhaps also if this anger has a sound, a noise, a word, a message, what does this anger most want to say? And then just noticing if this anger has a taste or a smell. If it did have a taste or smell, what would it taste or smell like? What does this anger look like? Does it have a color, a texture? A shape? And whatever you've seen, observed through all these five senses, making it seemingly more real here by intensifying it, leaning into all that you've noticed. And notice how much is here, regardless of shape. Is this roughly the amount of a pea, a ping pong ball, a tennis ball, a softball, a volleyball, a beach ball, or even bigger? And then you've got a sense of that shape. By means of breathing, just begin to loosen up the edges of this shape. Perhaps even inviting it into your hands. And for those of you who like the countdown, unhooking this in 3, 2, 1, there's a bit of a hook in the back of the neck. I'm just going to get that 2 right where the first vertebrae lives, the top of the neck. And interestingly enough, it wants to slide right down the center. So as I release that, I'll invite you to connect to that breath, perhaps letting the body breathe however it feels called to. Yeah. Maybe do an extra sweep or two if you feel like you need to. And if this, for some reason, might feel like it's left a bit of a hole or a void or is empty in some way, shape, or form, inviting in light, whatever color of light is good for you. Perhaps sunlight or moonlight. And if it's a color, gold, silver, or white, whatever calls to you. And as you receive this light, invitation to breathe and just observe the impact of it. How does your body mind feel here? And as I tap this all in, staying present to your body. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And then we're heading, interestingly enough, to the tops of the shoulders. And there's some expectations here, ones that you might know about, ones that you might not know about. And well, these aren't my words, but it's said that expectations are just premeditated resentments. If you've heard that before, let me know who said it. But expectations are just premeditated resentment. So it's like anger waiting to happen. So noticing if you have anything come to mind when I say that word, expectations. Expectations might even be anticipations. Anticipations. Feel free to welcome those and allow those to just simply be here, even if you're not sure what they are. Even if they don't have words, but you just have a felt sense of them. And as you begin to call these in and welcome them, greeting them much like an honored guest, yeah, and just for now, check and see, could you let these go? Not that you need to, but just check and see, could you let these go? And just for now, would you let these go? As best as you can, would you let these go? 1% is perfect. When would you be willing to let these go? And if there's anything that remains for you as I say these words, expectations, anticipations, welcoming all that comes with those words, and just simply allowing it to be here. And with it, welcome all the different stories, the needs, the wants, the desires, the judgments, and anything else that's here. The mind games, the emotional games, welcoming it all. Yeah, and perhaps also even welcoming the sense that I'd like this to be different. I want to change this. I want to fix this. Yeah. And also now welcoming the sense that this is personal, this is yours, that you have to carry it for some reason. And now welcoming what's beyond this all, welcoming the all that is beyond. Yeah, beautiful. And if there's anything that remains, we'll do one last round, welcoming it to be here around expectations, anticipations. And anything else that gets in the way of you clearly seeing this present moment, or any present moment. Yeah. And just for now, could you let this go? And as best as you can, would you let this go? One. When would you be willing to let this go? And just for now, can you allow yourself to be here just as you are? Welcoming yourself to be here just as you are. And if any part of welcoming yourself to be here just as you are is a little too much for the system, perhaps giving yourself something energetically that represents softness and protection. I always seem to think of things like sheepskin blankets. Yeah, what if you're allowed to be both protected and received in a soft way? And we're linking that into just those words as a permissions. Softness is protective. Softness gives protection. And with that, we're also unhooking a pattern here of thinking that you have to be angry or fight in order to get that same sense of protection, which has been there for a very good reason for a long time, and now I may be ready to go. So any layers that are ready to release around that all seems to be coming off of the secondary fear belts. If you're not sure what I mean by that, I haven't talked about it for a while, but the diaphragm is often considered to be our fear belt. And the secondary one, I've never really spoken too much about that, I don't think, is right around the collarbones. Yeah. So as that unwinds from the clavicles, the collarbones, in body talk, this is the body part that in part is an anchor to help release any stagnant lymph. So as we work with this unwinding, also releasing any little bits of lymph that have been built up. And as we release stagnation through the lymph nodes themselves, bringing in hydration, fresh water, in the form of EZ water, EZ water. Gerald Pollack is the king of that domain, of EZ water. That's his concept. Feel free to explore further. We do integrate that into every hydration that we do in Body Talk. Gerald Pollack actually spoke at our conference a number of years ago, so we got very well educated on water. And as we work with this hydration in the lymph nodes, think of it as helping to clear out any last little bits of low self-esteem that were intertwined with these patterns. And running the permissions, and I see it energetically coming right through again the collarbone region, and the words are just simply, I am worthy. And that's on the, more so on the left side, and on the right side is, I am enough. There we go. Yeah, so for the feminine, I am worthy. For the masculine, I am enough. And in the midline, right in the very center of worth and enoughness, arises trust. Not the need to have to trust, just the effortless trust of you. And with that running the third permissions, I trust myself. I trust myself. And then we're linking the cheekbones, the zygoma, for those of us who like fancy words, through to the pubic crest, the top of the pubic bone. And this helps to stabilize all things sinus and all things pelvis. So if we think of the pelvis as representing our foundations and the sinuses of our environment, how is it you fundamentally, foundationally relate to your environment? Yeah, with that, we actually need to go to the fancy word ileocecal valve. It's the valve that connects the ileum, the last part of our small intestine, into our colon, our large intestine. And in this space, and get a little bit sticky sometimes around letting go. And the gallbladder has some things to say about that. The gallbladder processes anger, and as we work with this here, gallbladder also rules our sense of sight. I think I may have mentioned that last week. If I haven't though, there it is. And as we work with that, it's almost like the gallbladder has been working overtime to try to digest the stagnant energy at the ileocecal valve. That space between small and large intestine. Okay. And there's also a belief system here, and the words are simply, I can't move on. And the gallbladder is very much interested about catalyzing forward action. That's why there's been this little rift here. So as we begin to get these guys in better communication, we're increasing the wei qi, the energy layer that surrounds our external body. Yeah. And as that comes alive, working with synthesis, protection, communication, I also see the wei qi grow. We've all heard that expression, the Grinch's heart grew 3 times bigger on Christmas morning. Yeah. We're working almost with that same concept. There's a growth, an expansion, and it's not small through the wei qi. Yeah, beautiful. And our wei qi goes inside our internal digestion canal, because it's externally connected to our environment, and the wei qi flows anytime there's something external. So your wei qi goes all the way from mouth through to anus. Yeah. So as we expand that throughout your digestive system, that expansion now reaches that canal between the small and large intestine, or that valve, I should say. But as it goes through the canal leading up to it, there's also a cold patch here, and the digestion is not meant to be cool or cold. And here, it's got ice-cold anger. You know when somebody gives you the silent treatment? That type of ice-cold anger. We're just getting to release this from here. And as we do so, it's also unhooking the belief system that my pain and suffering keep me company. And underlying that, any sense of quote-unquote pity and shame. And underlying that, any little bits of victimhood. Hey, beauty. As we get down to that very core underpinning of it all, it's ready to go now. So invitation to breathe in any way the body mind feels called to as we unhook this all here. And heading back to that gallbladder, and we're unhooking from here a pattern of feeling blind with rage. When you lose your temper, going to that extreme end. And instead, linking this now into both the stomach and the spleen, and all things earth element for that matter, to give rise to the capacity to create change in a peaceful way, in a way that creates nourishment. And using anger energy to fuel that movement, that change in that way. And then thinking to the voice and being able to again use anger in a healthy way, in a way that serves all of you. Not just this age, but your inner child, your inner elder, your inner young person, your inner older person. And with that, I actually see this unwinding through the upper chest around the heart, unfolding and opening and allowing even more wisdom and harmony to exist amongst all those yous, all the ages of you. And as it gets released here, I see the shoulders drop just a little bit more. I make more, even more space, even more room for this beautiful throat, voice, neck to be present. And with that, I see the throat chakra begin to pulse, pulsing in vibration to the rhythm of the heart, becoming aligned with the heart chakra. And as it pulses with the very heartbeats, pulsing beat by beat with this heart, its vibrations begin to get a little bit stronger, and they begin to vibrate and pulsate out to the outer edges of this voice, this throat region, and even to the Wei Qi, even to that energy layer around your external body. And gives rise to expression in a different way. Verbal expression and nonverbal expression included in this. As it reaches the Wei Qi, allowing for that nonverbal expression to become embodied and integrated, just as we're doing with the vocal expression. And simultaneously with all of this, doing an emotional release of sadness from the eyes, almost on the cusp of tears of relief, but there's also a little bit of sadness here too. It's as if that anger that was released earlier has made room for other things to be here now. As that last little bit of sadness goes, the tears that I was seeing visually are now transformed into just simply tears of relief. I get to see a new way, and there's always another way. And with that, the different tendons, ligaments throughout the neck begin to loosen the chokehold they may have had around using anger as a form of protection to see life through. And that particular pattern, releasing it as well now from governing vessel 20 points in the center of the crown, roughly. That governs all of those habit patterns. Linking it as well into spleen 21 or pancreas reflex points to integrate that bodily, to be able to feel the embrace of the universe as you do so. And with that, I actually begin to see the sacrum, the tailbone. It was almost like they were just a little bit of tucked, and they begin to open, and in doing so allow for that spine and the upper body all the way through to the neck and the back of the skull to open and extend. And I just hear throughout the entire spine the words, I allow. I allow. And as I tap this part in, invitation to breathe in any way that you feel called to. Beautiful. And as we come in after that tap out, just taking maybe 2-3 breaths here, savoring anything, any parts of that feel good. Or perhaps even landing on that resource that you found in the very beginning, what felt good or pleasant when we started. Beautiful. And we're now running lymphatic circulation through the back body region that would be like just behind the collarbones in that area. Through the upper shoulders. Yeah. And in that part of the upper back all the way across it. There's a little bit more to do here. And it's carrying with it the pattern of eyes wide shut, eyes wide shut. And I think that might even be a movie title. I haven't seen the movie. But eyes wide shut, meaning how is it we are fooling ourselves around what it is we might be squinting or even have our eyes closed to, but we're telling ourselves like, no, I see what's here. Any little bits of self-sabotage that may fall in underneath that umbrella of eyes wide shut. And as that releases off of the back body, it's opening up the compassion centers in the upper chest, right in that midline, right near kidney 27 points that help us to cope or deal with stress. Or switching reflex points, as we call them in body talk. Those points also help to release shock from old blind sides. And this time we're actually unhooking betrayal, the energy of betrayal from within the family. And that carrying a bit of a sting to it. So as we release that sense of betrayal internally, along with the self-sabotage here of eyes wide shut. Giving room and space for things to change and be different. And to support that, running a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And addressing a fear of change itself that's also stored in that upper back region. No small amount of things in that upper back. Yeah, it was something that was acquired more so in this lifetime, although I'm certain that there are elements going back through the lines, through the ancestry that we're working with this lifetime. For right now. And doing one more emotional release of sadness. Coming off of the diaphragm at the base of the throat. As well as the regular breathing diaphragm. Oh, it's actually coming off of all four, just in that order. And then we're going to do from the top of the head and then from the base of the pelvis. We're doing the inner diaphragms and the outer diaphragms. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to connect all four diaphragms in a reciprocal nature to one another. Think of that as turning on the circuit breakers of your diaphragms back to their fullest power, their fullest potential of health. And in doing so, running this permission of I embrace my power. I embrace my power. And related to that, a second permission of I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful. And linking that right to the throat chakra, all things voice, expression, throats. And then just above the heart, unhooking a little bit of a fear of that power. And as that releases, opening up the heart chakra to talk through that channel to the throat chakra with even more ease, creating even more harmony in your power. And how we know we have harmony in our power is we don't get backlash so much when we're dealing with the seeming external world. And if we, you know, do get that, then it's just an opportunity to look a little deeper at what might be here. So as we unhook this through this part of the body, invitation to breathe. And as I release this fear, I'm also drawn just to mention that I have the awareness that as this comes off, it's also connecting much like a bioenergetic cape to all that stuff in the upper back. Yeah. So as I release this clasp, I'm gonna take the whole cape off simultaneously. Giving that another round or two of breath, just let that part integrate here. And then running the permissions, and the words are, I trust my own love. I trust my own love. I trust my love. Just notice what happens in your body as I offer those words one more time and tap them out. I trust my love. I trust my own love. With that is going the need to prove otherwise. It's actually just melting off where that cape came off through that upper back region. Perhaps giving that another round of breath or two if that calls to you, allowing that to settle. And as we integrate this, connecting all the shoulder and hip reciprocals. And then that spinal balancing, where we connect the topmost vertebrae with the bottommost vertebrae all the way through until they meet in the middle. And we're gonna do that opposite side, contralateral, as well as same side, ipsilateral, through the different vertebrae attachment points. Yeah, beautiful. And with that, I actually see the whole collarbone begin to roll open as if it's giving a doorway in to access this in a very stable way. Yeah. And linking it through now to lung one, in that upper outer chest region, to work with what it represents, new beginnings. New beginnings. Doing just a little release of grief around that upper outer collarbone as it steps into new beginnings, particularly in the form of being able to love and forgive. I love and forgive. Yeah, beautiful. And then just tapping that part in, invitation to breathe once again, however the body mind feels called to. And feel free to stay right where you are with your attention if that feels pleasant for you. If you feel drawn to going back to that resource that we found at the very beginning, feel free to honor that. Invitation to continue to receive with gentleness, with softness, all that you need. And for those of you who may not have heard this song before, this is often the song I play. Well, it's always the only song I play at the very beginning. The song is called Dive In. It's by East Forest. It's from the album Music to be Born To. Music to be Born To. Thank you for being here. Thank you for calling this medicine in this way today. And thank you for your very existence, your presence, and sharing it with us all this day. We are the better for it. Thank you. you all. It felt so appropriate on this session of New Beginnings in many ways to highlight our intro song. So perhaps for some of you who already heard it as you were waiting to join the call today, got a chance to take it in a second time. Yeah. Hoping that's okay with you all. So sending you all my love. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you so much for being here. Bye for now, loves.